Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for this weekend's UFC main event, Marlon Chito Vera taking on Rob Font. Now, this really should be a great fight. You know, there are so many similarities with these two guys, the way that they approach the fight. They're both very game. They're both great strikers. I think Marlon Vera's got enough jiu-jitsu to cancel out the grappling of Rob Font, which means that this is most likely going to be a striking affair with some wild scrambles mixed into the equation. Let's have a quick look at the tail of the tape. So Rob Font's coming in with a 19-5 record. Of course, he's coming off that loss to Jose Aldo over five rounds. But he is also coming off a win over Cody Garbrandt over five rounds as well. So that sets him up for this main event, because as far as I understand, this is Chito Vera's first five-round fight. And that is going to be a key in this one because of the pace they both fight at. We know that Rob Font can maintain that pace to win a decision like he did against Garbrandt. Vera has got a very high-paced fight. He's a fight style. He's never, ever been stopped either, which is something that really bodes well for him. However, this is a five-round fight. He's never been stopped, but he's also never fought over five rounds. So the question is, can his style expand over five rounds, over 25 minutes instead of 15? And is there any vulnerability in those later rounds where, we know Rob Font, although he can be outpointed to a decision, he has got the staying power for 25 minutes. Very similar height and reach. They're exactly the same, both 5'8". Rob Font has a 1-inch reach advantage. Marlon Vera predominantly is southpaw, but he does switch his stance. Rob Font's predominantly orthodox, but he does switch his stance. Vera tends to switch his stance to open up different opportunities for himself. So, if you see him switch to orthodox, most likely he's going to throw a few more kicks. He does kick from both stances. He has a lovely switch knee as well. But if he switches to southpaw, it more likely means that he's going to be favoring his kicks over his punches. With Rob Font, he does switch stance, but it's much more to allow him to step through with power punches. He'll throw the right hand and then step through to southpaw and then throw another power punch off the other side. And one other thing we have to talk about with Rob Font, of course, is his jab. The accuracy of his jab, there's no tell on it. It literally comes from where it is right out to the target. There's no drawback. There's no wind up. You don't see him try and put any power into it. And this is similar with all of these, with all of the guys from his team. Calvin Kattar's the same. They understand boxing from a boxing perspective. They do a lot of boxing. And you can see that they spend a lot of time throwing hands and a lot of time sparring with guys that are also very good at boxing, because they have to refine their skills to make them more effective. And Rob Font, he's a great boxer. He's got great head movement. You'll see his head movement against Thomas Almeida. There are also a few submission options for Rob Font as well, but like I said, I feel like their grappling skills are going to cancel one another out a bit. Marlon Vera is much more about rear naked chokes than anything else. He's got 8 submission wins on his record, and we're looking at rear naked chokes predominantly. You can go earlier into his career. I mean, he's got the armbar over Brian Kelleher. He's got a triangle choke as well in one of his early UFC fights. But, really, in his more recent fights, his last couple of submissions have been back takes. Guido Canetti and Noelen Hernandez. Nice back control, nice rear naked choke finishing. But again, it's a secondary part to his game, really. He wants to be standing trading punches. And against Frankie Edgar, we saw Frankie land a few takedowns, but the persistence and the determination of Marlon Vera to land his shots, it eventually got through. And that same front kick that we saw from Vera, we've also seen it from Rob Font as well. The switch knee that we saw from Vera, we've seen from Rob Font as well. Very, very interesting, the similarities in their game and how they're going to approach this. What I expect is for Rob Font to want to try and box a lot more. So Marlon Vera's got a slightly lower output. When it comes to strikes landed per minute, Rob Font is, he's about a strike and a half per minute greater than Marlon Vera. He's also got better striking defense as well, which is going to put him in good stead. But then his striking accuracy does drop off a little bit. So This to me is where I feel like stats don't really do his style justice, because yes, you know, he has a slightly higher striking output than Marlon Vera, but a slightly lower striking accuracy. But then that tells me that a lot of the shots that are not being counted as landing are probably not intended to land. Like I said, with Rob Font and with all the New England guys, their boxing style, they understand how to throw a shot to open up a channel for the next one, or how to throw one to transition into the next one. Like, Rob Font may know full well that if he throws that right hand, that Chito Vera is going to back up and move away. But that stepping through to allow him to throw the next shot is sometimes where the striking accuracy drops off, but the striking effectiveness is maintained. Something I did want to just touch on while we're on that subject, because they've got a very similar average fight time. So Marlon Vera has got 7 minutes longer total fight time. So Rob Font is almost exactly 2.5 hours fight time. Chito Vera is 2 hours and 37 minutes. So there's like a 7 minute advantage for Chito Vera. But then if you look at the total strikes landed, Vera's at 627 total for UFC career, and Rob Font's at 847. So even though he's got 7 minutes less fight time, he's landed a greater number of strikes. Which I think is going to be interesting, because, you know, Chito Vera does stand in the pocket. He does quite happily take a few shots. And, you know, over five rounds, I wonder whether there's a deterioration in Chito Vera or whether he actually is going to get better into the fourth and fifth round. Because what I will say with Vera is, you know, he starts off at a fast pace, and then he maintains that fast pace all the way through. It's a constant pressure style, and that's really what got to Frankie Edgar in the end. You know, like, Edgar was having some success. He was landing shots, although he wasn't particularly hurting Vera, but he was also, you know, able to score takedowns. Again, you know, Vera was busy off his back, though. Straight onto elbows and strikes off his back, constantly attacking. He's a real handful, as is Rob Font. I just feel like Rob Font maybe is a little bit more stationary in his stance, and I feel like that heaviness on the lead leg is going to make him more hittable for Chito Vera. But, you know, a really, really interesting matchup that could go either way. And over three rounds, I would be less interested about it, because I feel like I know both of these fighters better. Like, Rob Font's coming off 2 5-round fights, a win and a loss. You know, Garbrandt and Aldo, He's gone 10 rounds with 2 former champions, and two of the best guys in the division. Chito Vera has been, you know, his losses is where he's been outpointed. He's been slightly outworked. I mean, like, you know, he's lost to Aldo, was over 3 rounds. I feel like if that was maybe 2 rounds longer, that Vera might have come on stronger and taken that victory. Same thing with Song Yadong. You know, that was a fight of the night. I feel like if that fight had gone on, it was not Chito Vera that was deteriorating in the fight. It was not him that was starting to slow down. It's his opponents. And, you know, you fight Aldo over 3 rounds, and that's a handful for anybody. Like, Aldo over 5 rounds is where you find windows of opportunity. And that's, you know, that's not the opportunity that Chito was given. I think Chito over 5 rounds against a lot of the people that he's lost to, you know, John Lineker, Douglas Silva de Andrade, David Grant, you know, there are moments in those fights where you think to yourself, well, you know, if you put an extra 10 minutes on the end of this, it could look very different. I'm excited to see what Vera does with those additional 2 rounds. I don't think it's going to change his approach in the opening 3 rounds. I think he's still going to be just as aggressive. So then you've got Vera walking forward aggressively, trying to use a full Thai boxing skill set, front kicks and switch knees and the like, you know, trying to set up whatever shots he can land. And then Rob Font a little bit lower in his stance, a little bit more boxing base, but good low kicks and good, you know, front kicks and knees as well. And, you know, we can't forget what he did to Thomas Almeida as well. Pressured him up against the fence, forced him to circle onto a high kick. You know, there's no doubt that Chito is going to be there ready for Rob Font to hit, because he's a pressure fighter. It's Rob Font that's probably going to be under pressure, going to have to use his boxing footwork and his head movement to try and keep him safe and try and extend this one into the fourth round. You know, later on in the fight, I think is where Rob Font can come into play. You know, Those early couple of rounds, he might be able to outpoint Chito Vera, but he might take a lot of damage in the process. There might be unnecessary risks there. And Vera always fights like he's angry. You know, like he was swearing at Frankie Edgar and stuff, and Frankie's one of the nicest guys in the sport. Like, Vera is the bad guy. He plays the bad guy. He doesn't care. He doesn't mind it. He's going to try and get inside the head of Rob Font. He's going to try and trash talk him, try and irritate him. And you know, and I don't think he's going to get the bite from Rob Font. I think, you know, again, I'll say it, I'm fascinated by this one. Because it's one of those fights that's kind of flying under the radar. You know, you've got number 5 against number 8. It's the bantamweight division. There's a lot going on at the top, a lot of drama around the championship. This fight's kind of flying under the radar. And for me, Marlon Vera has been doing good, consistent work. He's just not managed to get a good streak of wins together to put him in position for something, you know, for something like a title fight. You know, like, you look at his record and he's... I mean, his longest win streak is 5 fights. He was 5 fights and then he signed with Inca. And then he went 1 draw, 1 loss and 1 win with Inca. And then he got signed to the UFC. And it's 1 loss, 1 win, 1 loss, 3 wins, 2 losses, 5 wins, 1 loss, 1 win, 1 loss, 1 win. And now he's got 2 wins in his record. He needs to start building that streak up. He needs to start looking at guys like Rob Font and thinking a bit more tactically about how he approaches them. Because I think his recklessness is making him outpointed over 3 rounds. That might change over 5, of course. He might be a 5-round fighter. There's no doubt he's got great conditioning. Same as Rob Font. He's got great conditioning. He's proved it in his last 2 fights. But he can be outpointed. That lead leg is vulnerable for him. Cheeto's going to be throwing front kicks up the center line. He's going to be trying to catch him with that front kick that he caught Frankie Edgar with. All of those kind of techniques... Because of the aggression and the tenacity of Cheeto Vera, any one of those techniques can be put on the table as a finishing move. For me, Rob Font has got the better hands, but I would say Cheeto's probably got a more diverse skill set, more willing to throw a diverse skill set at him. Like, if Rob Font can establish his jab early on and not take too much damage on his lead leg, I think he might be able to start pushing Vera around, you know, into the 3rd, 4th round when Vera starts to slow down a bit, perhaps. But this is a really, really tightly contested matchup. And there's a lot to be gained here for Cheeto Vera, who, of course, is coming off 2 wins. And Rob Font, it's like he's had those opportunities to prove himself in the division, and Jose Aldo was just a step too far for him, at least right now. One other thing we have to consider as well is the, you know, the submission skills of both of these guys. Like I said, I don't think these scrambles are going to be one-sided in any way. I think Marlon's going to struggle to take Rob Font down. I think Rob Font's going to struggle to take Vera down. But if it does hit the floor, Vera's very busy off his back. He's got great scrambling to the back, and I think that's a problem for Rob Font, you know, in the wrestling exchanges. For Rob Font, the smartest thing to do would be to keep it boxing, establish that jab, set up the right hand, and then maybe hurt Marlon Vera and catch him in a guillotine. I mean, it's not like Rob Font's, you know, a prolific submission artist when it comes to the UFC. He's got, what, a guillotine on his record since he came into the UFC. All of his submissions, aside from that, are early on in his record. Guillotines, arm bars, Darce chokes. He's much more of a boxer in mixed martial arts when it comes to his UFC career. But then, you know, you catch someone and you hurt them, you have them rocked, or like Douglas Silva de Andrade, you know, he beat him up a good bit. It was, what was it, a second round finish, end of the second round. Beat him up pretty good before he sunk in that guillotine. Real similarities in both of these guys' games. I'm excited for this one, genuine. I'm a big fan of both of these guys and the aggression that they bring to the table. I wonder whether Rob Font's experience over 5 rounds in his last couple of fights is going to bode well for him, or whether we're going to see Cheeto Vera actually look even more dominant over 5 rounds than, you know, sometimes he gets outpointed and struggles over 3. What a banger this one is. Have I missed anything on the stats? Oh, takedown defense. Let's quick talk about this. So, Rob Font slightly higher with his takedown attempts, 1.1 over 15 minutes. Takedown accuracy is 36%, and that's coming up against a 69% takedown defense. But then you look at the submission average of Cheeto Vera, 1.3 per fight. He's going to be throwing submissions at you. And, you know, there are going to be times when he might chain 2 or 3 different submissions together. Same as Rob Font, you know, good chain attacks from both of these guys. It's going to be a real electric main event, this one is. Don't miss it, because I feel like this one could certainly be a contender for fight of the year. And I'm a big fan of both of these guys. So where they go in the division next, who knows? But the bantamweight division is electric. Oh, one other thing that's worth mentioning. Most finishes in the bantamweight division for Marlon Vera, and has also never been stopped. Very, very interesting. All right, enjoy these fights, and I'll catch you next time.